Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
That's me!
In the house.
I feel unprofessional today.
Do you? Why?
Yeah, I do, because I'm tired and I can't remember anything about makeup.
Well, it's going to be a good episode then.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's going to be grand. They're usually the best one.
They are usually. I feel like we're at our finest with the least preparation possible.
Yeah, I believe that.
We strive on unplanning.
Yeah, we thrive on our unprofessionalism.
Yes.
And Paddington is showing us his belly.
Yeah, he's sat in the sun. He's a happy baby. So he's here. He's chilling.
I should apologise in advance that I've still got no voice because I was at WrestleMania this
You've
weekend.
Got that sexy Winehouse thing going
sexy
on.
Sexy
Winehouse. Yeah, like, work it.
It's like Phoebe's sexy sick voice. It's like my music gold. But I've got no voice. I've had no voice for like 7 days now, 5 days. I don't know. But what I do know is we're going to talk about beauty.
We're going to talk about new news. We're going to talk to you some updates about the pod and where things are at.
Yeah, this week's main feature, we're just blowing it wide open, right? We should talk about the truth in beauty.
The truth in beauty podcasting.
Yeah, just imagine us sat square on, face onto a camera, looking really somber and not wearing as much makeup as we usually do and like possibly having a bit of a cry.
And think clickbait. Imagine all the clickbait you can think of with those words in, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Truth in beauty. Yeah, it's not as dramatic as that. Don't get excited.
#mytruth.
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 #truth. Full coverage truth.
Full coverage truth.
#pads. Truth.
#Hashtag me and Lindsay don't actually like each other. Not really.
#Hashtag we're recording this from opposite sides of the country.
We've never actually met.
Yeah, we can't. #Hashtag I don't exist. I'm a simulation. That would make sense.
Oh dear.
Should we do some new news before
Let's do some new news. I think it's got to be done.
I feel like we should start with, because this is the thing we've been asked about the most.
Oh, it's big.
We have got the Game of Thrones collaboration from Urban Decay.
Oh, this is impressive. And I'd like to point out that my favourite thing about being invited to this event was we were all asked not to dress up as any of the characters.
We were.
I was like, but why not?
I know, I was going to dress up as Tyrion. I don't know. No. Yeah, we were both invited to the launch party for this. Unfortunately, could not attend.
No, neither of us could attend, sadly. Both were working.
I was in New York, but working in New York. So we couldn't go. But it looked amazing.
Yeah, it looked incredible.
Awesome. They had the throne. I am sad we didn't get.
I know. I did want to sit on the throne
because I was like, I want to sit on the throne with you in my lap. that's going to be the full coverage photo.
Oh my god, that would have been so good as our press photo.
Super Instagram.
Lol.
just laying around on the throne. But yeah, they had a party. We didn't go. But we have got the products, and we have had a play, and we have had a look.
And I'm into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing
Bar one. I'm into it.
First thing to say is if you are an Urban Decay fan and you don't love Game of Thrones or you don't care about Game of Thrones, there's still a lot here for you.
Yes.
Because if you love Urban Decay, this is like classic Urban Decay to me.
Good colour edits, good pigments.
Yeah. Feels very Urban Decay.
Yeah.
New 24/7 pencils, which I always am down for.
Any new shades of that, I will lap up.
Exactly. New shades of the lipstick. If you love these lipsticks, you will love these lipsticks. The highlighter, powder highlighter palette's pretty nice.
Yep.
Not upset about that. And the eyeshadow palette.
That for me is the standout. Yeah. The eyeshadow palette, they've done like four kind of colorways with like a fifth shade for each one that's like a suggested enhanced shade or topper, I guess.
Yeah,
but there's a real mix of textures, and I really like these colorways.
Like,
I think
if these were four different mini palettes, I'd be very pleased.
Yeah, me too.
So I like it, and the palette itself I think is really well priced. It's $65.
Yes,
but you get tons of product in
it,
like absolutely tons. There's 20 shades in it, which $65 is really reasonable. And then the palette itself is a really cool collectible,
very much a collector's item piece here. If you are a hardcore Game of Thrones fan and you love Urban Decay, this is going to make you very excited.
It's got a pop-up throne in it.
When I saw it on your Instagram, I was like,
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel, Mandy. No, it's really, really lovely, and the the pigment is nice, the color edits are nice. I think it's interesting. It's different enough to warrant buying it.
Yeah.
It's not samey. It's not the same as everything else out there.
Especially the colorways. I feel like the colors they've gone for in this palette, the way they've kind of put the suggested colors together as well, I think are really interesting. Much more of like a Chanel or Dior vibe as opposed to kind of just classic brights.
Like predictable Game of Thronesy. It's not where it's like, oh, this is all White Walker. Even the Icy White Walker shades has got a gorgeous glittery black in it. It's really got some really interesting blues that aren't just like obvious.
Yeah.
There's really pretty interesting colors in it. And what I really, really like is they've played to both crowds. It really works for collectors because it has got the pop-up crown and it is awesome crown throne, but then you can slide the palette out
so you don't
hold it separately, so you're not carting around. Like when you're using it, you don't have to risk damaging the pop-up throne, which is a marvel of paper engineering.
Marvelous.
The one thing that I just wasn't super into is the lip and cheek tint, the Dracaris tint, which I was disappointed about because it's got the best name. And I was like,
I was really excited about this product. Very similar to kind of like a Benetint type product. It's just a bit nothingy. There's no stain.
No, there's no stain. It's very, 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 very light.
Blends into nothing.
The packaging feels very last minute and cheap to me. It's just like a plastic dropper bottle, which is great that it doesn't break, but then it's just got a paper sticker on it.
And the juice inside is meh.
Yeah, it's just disappointing in general. But the rest of the collection, I think, is outstanding. Yeah. I love the packaging. Oh, and the brushes that are in the
brushes,
same, the short,
again,
the
another good collector's item. Yeah. I think that's very cute. Probably not the most travel friendly.
Not the most travel friendly because it's got very a wolf cute on the top. But like, I'm a big fan. Yeah, you can get two eyeshadow brushes. One is Jon Snow's sword and one is Arya's sword or Arya. They change it all the time.
Yeah, I can never remember how you say it.
Yeah, whatever.
Very cool.
Arya's sword. That was very cool. So it's a thumbs up from me. I think they did it well. I was surprised at first because I know Urban Decay have been hit and miss with the collabs. And at first they were like, we're not doing any collabs. And then we've done a couple of collabs.
This is a bit more out there, I think, compared to their normal collabs.
And yet it feels more Urban Decay than anything
else. Yeah, I agree, actually. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I love it. So well done, lads. We like it.
Okay, I have the new NARS Orgasm Collection. So prepare for lots of naughty words here. If you have children, either walk out the room now or mute and return to this.
Or just be prepared to explain or to them what an orgasm is.
Yeah,
it's time.
It's fine. It's
They're going to find out.
They're going to find out. So yes, we have the Icon Turned On, the Orgasm Collection, comprising of four new products. We have the best you'll ever have, Orgasm Blush. which, to be honest, is just a giant... It's funny, we keep saying a giant orgasm,
a giant orgasm.
That makes me chuckle in itself. So if you would like a giant orgasm, you can buy one for $40.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, that's a good price. I paid a lot more for a lot less. That's what I know. Return on investment is not always what it could be.
It's classic full coverage today. Naomi Campbell is the face of it. It is everything you like about orgasm with a few more interesting textures, I would say. So the other product that I really love is the Glow Getter, which is the Orgasm Liquid Highlighter. As the name would suggest, it is a liquid highlighter. It's not glittery, it's not sparkly.
It is a
very beautiful pinky sheen. And then the Object of Desire, the Orgasm Oil Infused Lip Tint. That one is really, really nice. Probably the one I'm the least excited about, but still very pretty.
Is that the same as the one they did last year when they did the Afterglow Orgasm Lip Balm that I was obsessed
with? It's not a hard balm. It's more
because they did an oil as well, I think.
Or maybe I don't remember that one.
But it just seems very familiar.
Yeah,
had Orgasm Gloss before.
Yes.
And then this is a lip oil.
And everything has like the kind of rose gold packaging vibe. But for me, the standout product, in addition to the liquid highlighter, I feel like the liquid highlighter I'm in love with. The product that I'm obsessed with is Endless Orgasm Palette, aka the Pleasure Seeker.
Nice.
$49. It's satin cream pigments, but they're for eye, cheeks, and lips, which I think is great. So you've really got some beautiful colours in here that you can go very monochrome, you can mix and match, you can experiment with where you want the colour. And again, these have a really nice texture. They feel like a cream, a bit similar to the ColourPop Super Shock, actually. They've got that kind of like spongy, creamy powder, but you get time to blend. It's not like going to lock into place straight away. Really, really beautiful. They're available now at sephora.com and in Sephora. The blush is $40 for the big one. The liquid highlighter is $30 and the oil lip tint is $26. But I think the Endless Orgasm palette, which is just fun to say, let's be honest, $49, that is where you're going to have, blushes, eyeshadows, lips. You can kind of really, I mean, I like the fact they've even said use it on your lips so you can have that kind of powdery matte finish as well. I'm really into this.
Even the liquid highlighter, that seems like a really good price. I would have expected that to be more from NARS.
No, I think it's a really nice collection. I think it's going to work with anything else you've bought. It's kind of like a nice addition.
It's weird though, isn't it? Because I always think of NARS as being super classy and high end. But then when you think about it, like, they are just filth. Like, they've got the deep throat blush and they've got all the orgasm stuff and they're forever making, like, winkety wink wink puns.
I feel like they were the first ones to do it, though, and I don't feel like...
But I still think if it's more sexy than cheesy.
Yeah,
because I don't know how they're getting away with it.
I think what it is their promotional material that comes with it is always classy.
And all of their font looks gorgeous. Yes. Their packaging is gorgeous. Because I think in the beginning, wasn't it? It was all supposed to be very fetishy and, like, black rubbery.
But I feel like even to me, the campaigns have always felt massively luxury led. They feel like I look at the images of the girls irrelevant of how it's posed and I want the makeup
sexy. It's never male gazy.
It's for women,
stunning.
I think
that's how they get away with it. That palette is beautiful.
It is, and it has like the most gorgeous finish. It's almost like a
It's got like gorgeous an acrylic paperweight. It does. It totally does. Like, the lid of it is raised and it's almost like it's like that plastic, I never remember what it is, that plasticky jelly acrylicy stuff.
That's nice.
Like you would get on an enamel pin or that you get on a badge on a school trip. You know that raised bubbly plastic that you could kind of dig your fingernail in but you shouldn't. Yeah.
It's good.
It looks like a badge I had from Eden Camp as a child. but so much cooler. And I love it a lot. I love it a lot.
We like that.
A few more launches. A bunch of new products, actually, from our friends at Wanda Beauty.
Love them.
Shout out to Devia. I'm really into what Wanda are doing because they are producing like a lot of product, I feel like. But all of it's been good as far as I can tell. I know you weren't super into the mascara, but it worked for me.
That was my one thing I wasn't satisfied.
Because at first I was like, oh, they're doing too much too fast, like they're doing too many products.
Yeah.
But I do think there is such a strategy behind it. And the three new things that have come out now, the Lip Retreat Oil.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
I've got it on my lips now and it is gorgeous. There's like a clear one and there's four shades. I've got a clear one and like a rosy coloured one.
Yeah.
It's really nice. That's going to be lovely for summer. Lip oils haven't, I guess not just having a moment. They've been having a moment for like 3 years.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen more and more brands experiment with them now and kind of like have a dabble.
Yeah. And then the two that I'm actually really interested in is skincare. And we're seeing more and more skincare from Wanda now.
Yeah.
And we've got the BRB Multi Polish. Punish? I can't speak.
Punish. I knew what you meant.
BRB Multi Polish, which is $36, but like a big old tub.
Yeah.
How many mils is this? Like a bazillion. Can't tell you.
A gazillion.
It's a bazillion. It's 100. It's a tube. And I really, really am excited about this. It's a 3-in-1 exfoliator with plant-derived cellulose, glycolic acid, and fruit enzymes.
Nice.
I love a fruit enzyme mask.
Yeah.
Like my papaya enzyme mask from
Elemis. Oh, I do like
Elemis.
That.
Bleeding loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely
pumpkin
gorgeous.
Enzyme, give it me all.
Always, always. So really excited about that. And then the Fastlane Instant Facial. This is going to be right up your strata. This is a trifecta of lactic, glycolic, and salicylic acids. So you leave it on for up to 20 minutes on dry skin, then wash it off. You only use it once a week. So this is a smaller tube, but it's going to last you longer because it's once a week. This is 50 mils. They're tubes. Love a mask in a tube.
Well, and also for tour.
They've
read your mind.
I'm going on tour.
She's going on tour.
But I like it.
Very nice.
Yeah, I really like it. I love anything brightening and clarifying, exfoliating, and always down for a good chemical exfoliant, me.
Yes.
So, they're really nice. And I just really like the whole Wanda aesthetic. I wonder how long, because they are still indie, I wonder how long it'll be before one of the majors makes a play for them.
Yes, I know. It'll be interesting. I mean, they're audience four, aren't they? So,
and they're bringing out product at a rate of knots.
Quite a rate, yes.
So that'll be interesting. That's a good one to keep an eye on, I think.
Yes, definitely one to watch.
If you've tried any Wanda stuff, we'd love to know.
Let us know what you like.
A while ago, so we're always curious to know who's using it and what they're thinking. There's just been quite a lot of skincare-y stuff coming out, but also skincare-y with makeup benefits, or makeup benefits with makeup with skincare.
That's
benefits.
Quite like a buzz trend right now, isn't it?
Yeah. We're just going to very lightly touch on the Patrick Ta launch.
Yes.
That's coming into Sephora very shortly. I was surprised about this because I know who he is, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he's a big makeup artist on the gram.
Yeah.
And he works with a lot of brands. But I didn't really expect to see him move into his own brand so quickly.
I mean, yeah, I was surprised as well because I feel like it kind of happened very quickly. I don't remember seeing any teasers of working on something. It's just like, poof, here it is. So, I mean, it looks nice. I feel like, am I right in thinking it's all around the glow?
Yes.
It's all
is that Patrick Ta glow.
Get so the Patrick like Ta glow. Yes.
Glow spray, a lip oil, and then weirdly a fan.
Yes, there's a
paper fan.
Which feels very YouTube. I feel like YouTubers are going to lap that up.
I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah.
Do you need a fan, really?
No. And no. I certainly don't need to pay for one.
No.
That's the main thing I feel about a paper
Get
fan.
A magazine.
It's $24 for a fan.
Oh.
And it's wooden paper. It's very pretty. But I don't think I need to pay $24 for a fan. Just get somebody to blow on you.
Yeah.
It says, I'm reading the press release, is this new makeup kit essential? We use accelerate dry time of your liquid products, liner, setting mist, nail polish, last glue, or just to keep you cool day or night. Unfold the fan and use it to block areas of the face and body you don't want product to hit when applying the major glow mist.
Paper does that.
Paper does that also, yeah. Use it to accelerate the drying time.
Accelerate your drying time.
The greatest
marketing
spiel I've ever heard. For a fan.
Agreed.
It's a fan.
Agreed.
But, you know, I'm making fun of it, but I'm probably going to end up buying the body.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things that, like, you might even get the fan and be like, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah.
So we haven't tried it. It's true. fair to say. So maybe that fan adds the magic.
Fascinating. I was just telling Harry before we started, reminding Harry about when I met Mr. Ta.
Yes.
In London. He was at a La Mer event. He is a La Mer ambassador. And he was doing a day of press. I don't believe this is unfair to say. I would say he was a little bit worse for wear. He'd had a rough night or a great night, but he was not like at his sparkly best. He was very keen to tell you. He was not feeling his best, rather tired, would like to go back to bed. But I was attending with one of the internet's leading skincare specialists, who shall remain unnamed. But yeah, I think she's fairly easy to guess. And everyone was a little bit reverential. They were treating him a bit like, oh, it's Patrick Ta.
Yeah.
This is La Mer. This is very exciting. And it was a color matching event for their foundation when their foundation first launched. And I didn't know him. When they told me Patrick Ta was coming, I was like, Patrick Ta? And they were like, no, Ta. And I was like, well, that's confusing. Could one of them change their name? And it made me look very silly because La Mer were like, Lindsay, why don't you know this?
Oh,
I'm like,
because
I'm not on the gram. He never did my makeup. So I went along and it was a very lovely event. And he came out, and again, I was with internet's leading skincare specialist, who should remain unnamed. And she just like got hold of his face. And was
she
like,
touched
Let's
him.
Have a look at it. Yeah. And I don't think we were supposed to touch.
I don't think you were.
Sometimes these big LA people don't like it. Got right hold of his chops and was giving him a thorough look at. And his face was an absolute treat. It was amazing. The publicist wasn't pleased, but she was like shocked and afraid, but it ended up going fine. And then he was telling us how he uses Cetaphil on some of his clients, and I'm like, you're at La Mer events on where you're an ambassador. Keep that to yourself. And he got
time and a place
telling off from said skincare specialist, but it was pretty great, and he was very pleasant. He was a bit snide about where I lived in LA, and I didn't care for that. I was like, I live in LA too. Where do you live? And he was like, yeah, West Hollywood. And I was like, oh, I live in Silver Lake. And he was like, oh, I don't go east. I was like, well, get you.
To be fair, that's a very LA thing that a lot of people
Such
say
Such
an
LA thing to say.
No LA, one likes going whatever. More than 20 minutes from where they live, I've learned.
Yeah. No, yeah. they won't.
Me and Lindsay have a long distance relationship.
I know.
We live like 45 minutes away from each other, but
that's
that is long distance
that's
in LA.
That's the passion of this. Yeah.
That is.
Like an hour to get 10 miles.
It really is.
But you know, you get the pad love. So it's good. Paddington's just having a minute. He's just
going down.
He's just sorry. Thinking about whether or not 45 minutes is a long way to
drive.
And
he's
like,
he gets
it's
too
not
hot.
Though.
He's like,
oh, maybe he needs a fan.
He needs a fan. there's a need for it to cool your
Paddington,
dog down.
If you can give us $24, he's looking at me. If you've got $24, I'll run out and get you one. No, I'll have about $2 and I'll get you one from Chinatown. He's gone to get his wallet. He's $2 he's sold. He's half off. A quid. He's half off. A quid and he's anybody's. What have you got? What you got?
Well, my last little bit of new news is Rowan Beauty. So this is by makeup artist Nikki De Roost. And I would consider this an indie brand. I believe she's partnered with David Roma, who's a photographer as well. So they've kind of collabed on this brand. If you like Shein, are a sexy robot,
I am
calling all sexy robots. This is every kind of Shein shimmer, finely milled glitters in a formation of a cool tone palette and a separate warm tone palette.
So beautiful.
So you have the 75 palette, you have the 52 palette, which is obviously cool, and then there's an individual product called the Disco Eye, which is, I would describe as like all different shapes and sizes of shimmers, and so imagine like glitters chopped up.
Yeah, it just hits.
So it's a great eye topper, suits any color skin tone. What I think is Nikki's done brilliantly well is that the texture of the eyeshadows, especially in the cool and the warm palettes, is they really do have a texture I haven't really felt before. It feels, I know we talked about kind of super shock shadows and it being moussey, but I don't know how to describe these. They feel
like sludgy, but in a
kind
good
of
way.
Sludgy in that, like I said, when you're blending most cream to powder shadows, I feel like you have to work very fast with because the edges start to set, so you have to blend really quickly. Mm-hmm. These I think a lot of people would like because you get a lot of playtime. So and yet they're still really long lasting, which I think is what's quite magical. They feel like they don't set, yet they don't really crease, and they stay in place.
Is it witchcraft?
I think it's witchcraft. Okay. But it's witchcraft I'm a fan of.
Yeah, if it's witchcraft that works for us, then I say embrace it.
Yes, really beautiful. The packaging's gorgeous. Embrace very it, elegant, very nice. You
it
get four shadows in
gunmetal,
silver,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, really beautiful colours.
I think I need those for tour.
I think you need them for tour. When I saw them come out, I was like, oh, Lindsay's gonna
need them.
She's going to lose her shit over those. She will go bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So they are available to ship worldwide. I know a few people DM'd me saying that the customs and stuff might be tricky with certain countries. I can't say for it. Obviously, was very kindly gifted these by Nikki. But they do ship worldwide. So and they're an indie brand as well. So
support your local indie.
Yeah, really beautiful products. So big thumbs up for those. Like done, Nikki.
Amazing. So we're going to move on to...
Let's get deep. Let's get deep.
We're going to get deep. We've talked about our orgasms. Now we're going to get deep. we're going to move on to our main feature. What we're going to do before that, actually, while I remember, is we're going to have a word from these. We're going to have a message from these sponsors. We don't know who they are because we don't really have any control over this.
Hello, new friend. Thank you for being an advertiser on this podcast.
But that's the thing we have to do. We have to have that. So
have your peace.
That's going to happen right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. We're going to get deep.
Let's get real.
We're going to go hard. We're going to go deep.
I want to tell you my truth.
Yeah, we tell each other our truth. Well, I think it's very important. We were just chatting before we were podding, right?
And
we
don't get to do much these days.
I don't know if we've mentioned that. I know we have. But we were chatting about, you know, the ins and outs, and we were going through some pod business.
Yeah.
And talking about friends who have pods and what they've been going through lately and how there's so many more pods at the moment.
Yeah.
And how exciting it was that we just won the Johnson & Johnson Best Beauty Podcast
Award.
I don't
know
if we mentioned that, but we did. and loads of people have been messaging us saying, like, oh my God, that's so exciting. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
But then we don't really know if people are aware of the reality of making a career in beauty, be it pod, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. Yeah. And lots of people ask about it, but we never really talk about it.
No, and I don't think anyone does really. I think it's kind of that thing with, especially podcasts being like a newer side of whether you class it as social media or as a source
content
of entertainment.
Yeah.
I think depending on how you look at it, I think there's a lot of unknowns about how people monetize and how, I mean, it's fair to say there are people who do this full time and me and Lindsay obviously aren't full time. So, you know, I hear these success stories about, you know, millionaire podcasters who do one episode every day and their, you know, episodes go out to millions of people, and that's awesome and very inspiring. But I think as well there's also a few misconceptions around, you know, smaller, more humble beginnings.
Indies. Support your local indies.
Support your indies.
It's interesting. Even down to the product we get sent and the stuff that we review and what we're able to do and what we're not able to do and things we're invited to and things we're not invited to. So we never want to lie to you guys. We always want everything to be full transparency. And I've seen a lot of conversations online recently about people talking about their income and people talking about what they make, because women very often, as we all know, women make less money than men.
Yep.
Across the board.
That's a sad truth.
And a lot of it's down to a lack of transparency and people not knowing their worth and not knowing what other people are making and how it's happening. So we're like, well, we should just be honest about this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, also in the past we've said we want to give you more content and then we've not come through on that and there's reasons why.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to be open about it. I think from my perspective, it's very similar to publishing with books, because obviously my day job, this is not our day job, this is our like third day job.
Yeah.
Like you guys know already, Harry is a full-time makeup artist. She's also a YouTuber and a blogger. Harry has a million obligations on her time as well as full coverage. And
as
me
do
too.
You,
And like I write books, I write adult books, I now write children's books as well. I have a wrestling podcast that I do every week. We have a lot of obligations on our time. We do full coverage because we love it. But to me, the world of podcasting is very much like the world of publishing, where people see someone like J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
And they think, oh, all authors are making billions of dollars. Yeah. And it's just not true. Like, I make a decent living, but it's not more than I would have made probably if I had stayed in PR.
Yeah.
Like my old job in PR, if I was still working PR, I, at this point, I might own my own agency or I might be an account director.
Yes.
I'd probably be making a similar salary.
Yeah.
I might be making a little bit more. Some years I make a little bit less. But it's not millions of dollars by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
It's just like a nice living. Like I can go on holiday. I can pay my rent. I can put petrol in the car.
Yeah.
But I think people think it's other than that. And recently, this is tangential, but Bernie Sanders tweeted something. Someone was like, oh, you don't get a say in this because you're a millionaire. And he was like, well, I wrote a best-selling book. And if you wrote a best-selling book, you could be a millionaire too. And every author I know is like, are you kidding me, Bernard?
Yeah.
Like that you made $1 million because you were already famous and you already had a platform. Like Michelle Obama made millions of dollars off her book. Because she's Michelle Obama. Like you don't make that money from a book deal unless you're already incredibly famous or if you've written something like Harry Potter. And podcasts are the same thing. I think we've seen a massive rise in people doing pods. We've been doing full coverage for more than 2 years now. We
That's
just
crazy,
passed our 2 year birthday.
I can't believe it's 2 years.
Insane. And when we started out, definitely in beauty, there was really us and Fat Mascara. Breaking Beauty came out a similar time. Very similar time. So there weren't very many of us at all. Natch Beauty has been around for a while now. And then it's sort of Emma, obviously. God, how dare I forget. Emma was the OG.
The OG.
Emma was like pod mother, fairy pod mother.
Emma Gunn,
massively
for anyone
helped
who's
us out. Check out the Emma Gunn show if you haven't already. She is our fairy
pod
mother.
She's been so good to us.
And we love her intensely and aggressively, maybe a little bit more than she'd like. I don't know. but there weren't many of us. And now it's like there are so many beauty podcasts, which is amazing. Because when something does well, that's what happens.
Yes.
Like you've seen that on YouTube, right? I'm sure you've seen the
same thing. And I think it's that thing of like you always want, it makes it more exciting when there's more people doing it. Because I think it also redefines it's actually a thing. You know, people get like, oh, okay, cool. This is a thing to take seriously now. Like, you know, yes, they are fun, but also we put a lot of work into it. And, you know, I was watching YouTube the other day, actually, and I saw like Zac Efron had a channel now. And I was like, you know, his first video had like 4.3 million hits. And I was like, oh, how nice for him. Like the ad revenue he gets from that actually makes a difference. You know, and this is not in any way to like put down anyone who's having success. I think we just wanted to reiterate the reality that for us, you know, we did talk about going once a week with full coverage, and we were chatting today and we were just like, it's just not feasible because I think time is money. And also when me and Lindsay are recording full coverage now, we are taking time out of our other primary jobs to do this, which we're happy to do. You know, we choose to do it, but I think as well, after 2 years, this this isn't this isn't an income. Let's say that. No. I think that's the politest way of saying exactly. It. It is, you know, Lindsay edits all these episodes, so that's extra work for Lindsay as well. And we talked about finding an editor, but even the amount we would have to pay someone to edit them would mean that we would end up out of pocket, because even what we earn from ad revenue, which isn't a lot,
it's
minuscule, would then leave us in a negative.
Yeah, it was so, going to be a minimum. I mean, again, full disclosure, we looked at people, and I know people are going to write in and say, I'll do it for free. We would never, ever,
that's it. We don't want
to
take advantage of
it. We would never do that. And also, like, realistically, we just can't afford to do it. It was going to be minimum. The cheapest person I said was $2.50 an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? If that's what you charge, that's what you charge.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to, like, undersell. No, like, you know, no one should
never
have
in a
to,
million
like...
years. And we were just like, well, we're not making that for every year. So it's like, it's just not going to happen. And also, like you say, it's just the amount of time. I think a lot of people listen to podcasts and they think, oh, it's really fun. Podcasts are really fun. I love listening to them. It must be so easy to just sit down with a microphone and chat. Yeah. And it is, because I love chatting to you.
Yes.
And one of my favorite things to chat to you about is
beauty. Makeup. Yeah.
So this is very easy. But like you say, it means one of us driving 2 hours. Because it's an hour to, an hour from.
Yeah.
It means that's, and then we sit down and talk for an hour into the podcast.
Yeah.
You've got at least an hour around that. Just general chat and catching up.
Well, and like going through what we're going to do within the podcast, you know, getting the schedule ready.
So that's a half day already. Yeah. That's at least 3 to 4 hours taken just to record.
Yeah.
And then like you say, editing will take me anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, depending on how long the episode is. If we do an interview, I have to edit that separately and put it in. I did an interview yesterday, so that was half a day yesterday. I went out and recorded an interview.
Yeah. And so, often this is the other problem. A lot of the time, like to get our two, we're both self-employed effectively. Yeah. So to get two self-employed people's schedules to be able to both be at the same interview with the same person who's maybe only in LA for a week anyway has become more and more difficult.
Sometimes a day.
It's practically just impossible. And then it feels unfair on the other person because one person's having to go and do the interview. And
then I feel bad that you're missing out on the interview.
Yeah, there's like FOMO. So you know, we were just chatting today and we were like, I think it's good. Like we all, like I said, want to always be honest with you guys. And I think kind of debunk a few myths, I think, around the podcast industry. Especially for, you know, like I said, we've been so overwhelmed by the support we've had from you guys. Like winning that award was so, so lovely.
Yeah.
But also that award isn't a big fat check that's going to pay my bills. And I hope I'm not sounding like a dick when I say this, because I feel like it's that thing of like, we appreciate what we've got and we're very lucky, but also getting deep now. Lindsay is my friend before anything else.
Oh,
and sometimes with full coverage, like we come round and it's like all work, no play.
Yeah.
And I think I read an amazing book recently. I think it's by a guy called Greg McEwen, called The Essentialism. And he talked in that about doing less but better. And that really, really was kind of the defining point of like, if for us to go once a week, we wouldn't be giving you guys a great podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we would be more stressed doing it in terms of, we got to the point where we're like, we don't even know where we would have the time to do this.
Yeah, I mean, we physically couldn't be together for that amount of time every week. We would have to do it remotely, which never works.
It's just not
the
same, I think, when like one's on a microphone, on a phone,
And I can't like look at Paddington and that upsets me. It was either do we keep doing every 2 weeks and have an hour that we're really proud of, or do we just like pad it out and force it out? And we're still going to have like specials every so often, which we did back in sort of January, February. Yeah. We were having these odd weekly
there
specials.
There might be like the extra bits here and there,
interviews
as and when.
Here and there, or like we are working on some special episodes for brands, with brands, so we can share that extra content with you when they're brands that we feel comfortable with. That's another thing that I think is very relevant. We have turned down more stuff than we've
taken
on.
So much stuff. Yeah.
We get emails every day. I don't even forward them all to Harry, so this is exciting news for her. But we get emails from every like Instagram brand you've ever heard of, every teeth whitening brand, every skinny tea, anything to do with tea or weight loss. We get all of it, and they all get the same email saying like, we're not comfortable promoting this product.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like on one hand, when we first started getting them, I was like, oh my god, we're legit, like they want us to advertise their disgusting product. We're a Kardashian. But we've always said we wouldn't do that, and that's it's hard because I'm sure some people are listening to this saying like, well, you're complaining that you're not making money, but you're turning down money.
Yeah,
but we're turning down money we wouldn't be comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I could no more make a podcast advertising something I'm uncomfortable with than I could make 10 podcasts that I love. because I don't have the time, but then I also do, unfortunately, have some ethics.
Yeah.
And we talked about that from the very beginning. That was one of our first conversations.
Yeah, and I remember when we had the like hashtag to add or not to add, you know, even when we were able to have advertising on our channel again, I think, and I've had this with YouTube before where people see a video with like 100,000 hits or whatever. Yeah. And until you have the advertising, you earn from, well, with YouTube anyway, you earn from when you start getting the advertising. Yeah. So even if it's already got 100,000 hits, that's different.
Yeah.
But I think the key thing as well is like, it's such a tiny percent. Like, unless you were working every single waking day and getting like millions of hits and millions of downloads on the reg, it's for us anyway, like, it can't pay my bills. It can't pay my rent. And also, I think the thing we wanted to talk about today is like, you know, this isn't our full-time jobs and we do love doing it, but I think as well it feels like such a heart-to-heart, because me and Lindsay, when we were talking about it earlier, we were like, oh, I'm glad you feel the same. Oh, I'm glad you feel the same, because we love it. We don't want to let each other down as well. I think there's that feeling like full coverage, like it is you know, but it's how do we keep making content that A, we're proud of, B, we feel like is worthy of your guys' time.
Yeah, because we're asking for your time.
Yeah,
too.
We're asking for your time.
You know? We're like, you're giving us an hour out of your day to listen to this. Like, God help you. But you know, that's a choice you've made and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're like, how do we keep this good for you and not make it feel like we're going through the motions? We never want to do that.
And especially, you know, there will be more podcasts and I think that's a brilliant thing. But also I think sometimes there's that feeling of like jumping on a bandwagon that people perhaps mistakenly see as like, oh, that's instant money. That's an instant side hustle. And like after 2 years, me and Lindsay can honestly sit here and say, I mean, even if we added up what we've made in the 2 years, it
pennies.
Wouldn't even probably cover one of our rents.
It wouldn't.
Like, I don't think it would cover one of our rents.
It definitely wouldn't cover our rent. I don't think it would even cover every penny of outlay we've made for the pod.
Well, that's you forget how much the equipment.
Even like traveling to events that we've been to, like travel that we have to do sometimes, or the web hosting or the audio hosting, because they're two separate things. We have to pay for our website. We also have to pay for the audio platform, which we don't now. We're on Acast, which is fantastic. But we did for the first 2 years. We paid for that. And, you know, when we were like, we've got merch, we've got mugs, we got dead excited. And then, like, I got the email from the people. We're like, oh, here's your mug money. And it was, like, $22.
Yeah.
And I was very excited.
And that's the thing. Everything's been, like, small little wins for us. And we're so proud of this. But I think because it's not our full-time job, it's easier to talk about the ins and outs of it with you guys. Yeah. Because we're learning as we're doing it as well. I think that's the other thing. Even we went into this both for a love of beauty. But also, you know, I think it's more encouraging now that people talk about side hustles and there is this thing of like, you know, do what you love. And if you can make a bit of money from it, then great. But I just think it's important for you guys to know, as because I think when you guys know, then it's also a fair expectation of if we, one of us can't make an episode or if we have to delay an episode. Or
even
if we're
not around in the Facebook group as much as we'd like to be, or if our social media isn't
it's not
as
we don't care
we
anymore.
It's because we've got like 18 other jobs.
Yeah.
And a Paddington and two
and
cats.
Paddington, two cats
to
feed.
Demand attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about this when we talked about the ad episode, which was like ages ago, but I never realized how little money was in the actual social media side of things and the YouTube side of things. So I talked to a friend of mine who is one of the big YouTubers and she was telling me how she'd had a video that was 4 million views and it was about some very personal topic, and she's like, yeah, and then that made me like $4,000. So I was like, screw you, dickhead, I'm going to Disneyland. And I went on holiday to Disneyland and I was like, wait, it had 4 million views on a video and you made $4,000.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, that was amazing. Are you kidding me? That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realized that even the people that you see with millions and millions of views, they're not making their money off the views. They're making their money off partnerships, off brand sponsorships. And, you know, they're in a very lucky place that they're able to pick and choose who they want to work with and what they're going to do. And I think because we work in such a niche area.
Yeah. And podcasts still are coming through. It's still
the Wild West.
It's
people don't understand
it.
I mean, when I started blogging, people didn't understand what a blog was. So they didn't want to work with us. And I left the blogosphere before it became a sponsored zone. To me, it was a big deal to be invited somewhere or get sent a product. And then with YouTube, I think it was still people weren't sure what they were paying for. I mean, you only have to look at how all the time the rules are changing.
Yeah, like constant
the
disclosure.
Hashtag disclosure rules and all that stuff, because I still don't think they work, because I think sending samples out to be reviewed is not a gift.
No.
Which is so frustrating, because a gift is like someone sent you a handbag and was like, well done, have a nice day.
And you don't have to post it or like, you know.
I mean,
have
the
like
Urban Decay collection was hashtag gifted. But if they hadn't sent it to us, we couldn't review it. And our job is to review it. So it's like, you don't like, when my stepdad buys a new screwdriver, he's not gifted it to himself. He needs it for his job. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it seems so weird to me that like we have to call that a gift, because it then creates a culture where we look like
people
that
like,
just getting freebies all the time.
Well, it's like we said, it's like, you know, don't get me wrong, I am never ungrateful for receiving product in order to be able to do these reviews for you guys, and I love makeup as a thing to touch. Like,
it's
I love
Christmas
it
Christmas morning every
but
day
but it still doesn't pay
comes
my bills, you know. That's that's the reality.
And
I think
we don't
as well
get sent everything. That's the other thing that people don't always realize. I think they think everything we talk about we must have been sent. I would say 50% at best of what we talk about we get sent. I still spend a tremendous amount of money on makeup.
I can vouch for her.
My accountant's like very concerned. And as silly as this sounds, to get into the brass tacks of it, the tax reform, thanks president, I won't say his name, the tax reform that came into act this year, I can't claim most of it back now, so I've had to cut back massively, and that affects our podcast, because I want to be able to review everything, but until we're being sent everything, I can't, because I can no longer go and buy it and claim it back on my, as a business
tax,
expense, because that's been
it's
limited.
It's not seen as that.
It's not seen as that.
Well, and
it's
I guess that strengthens the point as well of like, in the eyes of certain people, this won't be seen as work. You know, it's kind of like we're not being validated for the time we put into this.
100% people don't. And how many times a week, I have a question, how many times a week does someone say to you, oh, you have a podcast, I might start a podcast?
Like, it's just like, oh, that and again, like, respect to you if you want to start one, awesome.
Definitely.
But I think we wanted to do this episode just, and it's not in any way meant to be like us moaning or complaining, like, please,
and we
please
love a moan,
so we do love a moan, so but also like disclosure in terms of like the disclosure agreements and ads and what you are allowed, they also vary from country to country. So even I find now being in the US, I find it, and I don't at this moment in time have an agent, so it's really hard to know where I'm getting my information from, on how that differs from knowing half my audience on YouTube is in the US, half of it is in the UK. Like, it it really is
full
coverage. It really is the Wild West.
It's very confusing. And like you say, it's not a moan. It's PodFam transparency.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Hashtag my truth.
Hashtag my truth. I'm going to start crying any second. but yeah, I just, I find it so fascinating. And then I talk to other friends who have podcasts. I have a friend who has a parenting podcast, which is exceptional. I think she does an incredible, incredible job. And that podcast is sponsored. It has a sponsor who sponsors every episode. They basically own the whole thing. They don't tell her what to do. They don't have any say in the content, to the best of my knowledge, but they have the sponsorship of the whole thing. And she gets paid a salary per episode. So regardless of what happens, she gets the money going in. Like, our money is based entirely on our downloads and our listens. And it's a small amount. So, you know, we have talked about doing sponsored episodes. We are going to be doing some sponsored episodes. But again, we'll, if you hear us do a sponsored episode, it's because we really want to do it with the people we're doing it with. I
mean,
the
keep
number
in mind
of stuff
2 years
turned down is bonkers.
Keep in mind, in 2 years of us doing this, we haven't had one sponsored episode yet.
And we've got so far down the road with so many people. And it's just at the last minute, like, for whatever reason, they wanted us to do something we weren't comfortable with. We've had people say, oh, well, you can only mention our products for X amount of time, or you won't be able to do a highlight of the week that week because you've got to only talk about our products. I'm like, that's not what we do. And we just, you know, people talk about selling out all the time. And I don't think selling out exists anymore. Like, when I first moved to New York, I was friends because I was like desperately trying to be very cool. I lived in Williamsburg and I was friends with a lot of bands, people in bands, because I could, like, because I could be. I was working being British for the first time in my life. I had a chance at being cool and I worked it like a mother. You would have all been so proud of me. But a lot of them were offered music, offered money to have their music on TV shows and ads. And there was one band in particular who I loved. I was obsessed with them and they turned down everything. Now, another band that we were friends with, which I mean, everyone will know this because it's open knowledge, was The Drums, and they had a song called Let's Go Surfing. And they licensed that song to everybody. And when I met them, and this I'm going to say it because I think it's totally fine and it's only positive, they we were playing they were gigging like crazy. This was 2008, 2009. They were just starting out. Mm. They were all living like in one room in the East Village, sleeping on floors. Like they couldn't afford to pay their rent. They just wanted to play their music. They wrote that album. Let's Go Surfing was the breakout song.
Yeah.
But they didn't like it. It was really weird. So I mean, their version of this might have changed. This is my recollection. I'm not putting words in anyone's mouth. But they were really like, that's not indicative of ours. We feel like we sound like Orange Juice. We sound like 80s British New Wave. That's just one surf pop song. We're not surf pop. Yeah. Like, whatever. We hate that song. So they merrily sold it to everyone. They sold it to McDonald's. They sold it to Starbucks. And like overnight, they had more money than they could ever have imagined.
Yeah.
And then that allowed them to go away and make the music that they wanted to make.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would I knock that? And the other band, who I loved so much and got offered really cool stuff, turned it all down, and they did not have the same options.
No,
they all had to keep their other jobs, and in the end most of the band had to quit because they had to go and look after their lives. And I think things are different now. It used to be like, oh, you, if you're selling out, if you don't honor the content of what you're doing. But there has to be an in-between these days, because people don't make money the same way. You don't make money in a band.
Especially with social media. Social media is changing so rapidly.
And podcasts are the same thing. You won't. It's very hard to just make your money from ad sales.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to only make your money from ad sales. Even like Who Weekly, who I am obsessed with. I am a hooligan. Hands up to all the other hooligans. I want to hear from you. And even they have a Patreon. They have a Patreon now because, you know, and they're making great money from their ad sales. I don't doubt it for a second. Yeah. They're huge. But they still have a Patreon where people can give money directly to them, because ad sales, a chunk goes off to your agency and like you only get a tiny percentage of it. So a Patreon account or Patreon allows them to give money directly to the founders, and then they give content back. And that's something we've discussed too.
Yeah.
Is like how we could do that, that we could allow you, because people have asked us. Like we're not just saying like, give us money. People have messaged us and said, why don't you have this? We'd love to pay. And like, well, we still live in a world where we're like, yeah, pay for podcasts.
Yeah, I remember when I first started YouTube, Dave really said I should do it for YouTube. And I was like, no one would pay though, because everyone else is doing it for free. And then I was like, but everyone else I'm watching, I'm comparing myself to, A, does it as a full-time job. Yeah. So they probably are filming 3 videos a week and taking a sponsorship and having partnerships and coming out with their own brands, etc., which is awesome. But I was like, how do I afford for myself to do this, knowing that it doesn't make me an income? And you know, yes, I appreciate that my main aim is to be a makeup artist, but also I think it is important to have things that, you know, if I ever break my leg, I might not be able to go and work on a shoot. You know, I might, YouTube
and
gave me that freedom of being,
WWE wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like we don't have like big insurance policies to back us up and like look after
us. Have all your eggs in one basket, Lindsay.
No. I've got many baskets, many eggs. But yeah, it's hard to balance with that issue between what you feel comfortable asking for. And also I do think it's harder for women. I think it's a major question of self-worth.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I would say like, oh, we could never do that because I don't feel like we're worth asking people to send us $1 a month
or $2 a month.
Even with my books, like I feel so weird when I ask people to come to book signings. And I've been writing books for 10 years and get the nicest, most incredible messages from people, but I'm still like, oh, shut up, you can't mean me, that's not me, don't be silly. Like, oh, I'm just a silly girl writing silly books. But it's like, no, we need to shout about our self-worth and the work that we do and what it means to people. And we were just talking about this before. I do support podcasts that I'm able to. And I haven't always been able to. My jam is ASMR on YouTube. We've talked about this loads. I bleed and love ASMR. Mm-hmm. And I use Patreon to support a lot of ASMR artists. Because I think they're incredible, and the artistry and the work and the energy that goes into the videos they make is bonkers.
Yeah.
But then there have been other times when I've been a bit short on cash and I don't support them.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back when I do, and I do and I don't. And I love getting the extra content that they do. And I just get a kick out of supporting something that I love.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm an artist. Like, I make books. And
yes, I appreciate what they've gone through. And
the number of book sales that are going down now because of book piracy, now because of ebooks, is terrifying. And to see it happen to my friends in the music industry who were making a living and then suddenly weren't.
Yeah.
There was a good article, I think it was in Vulture recently on vulture.com, about musicians who were like in high profile bands that you definitely would have heard of if you're like into indie music or whatever, and their full-time jobs and how many of them have jobs. And it was actually really scary. I was like, oh my God. And they're all like graphic designers or working logistics.
Well, I think the saddest thing is it's like, because it's been almost like it's a dirty secret. And I think the thing is like, you know, whether it's a side hustle, whether it's a hobby, I also think we've got to this point now where we're almost made to feel guilty if we make money from something. And I don't know if it's a British thing. I don't know if it's being a woman and feeling like, well, no, why can't I have three different jobs? I think it's like a mix of that thing of like, rather than taking pride in, you know, yeah, I work really hard for that. And therefore, I, like you said, I think just knowing your worth and not being able to afraid to say, that's my time. I'm going to
do a Patreon. That we would put it up and then people would just message us going like, how dare you? Yeah. You deserve this. And I'd be like, I don't think I do. I just, if you wanted to, it's fine. I'm sorry.
Let's be real. I think what we know is when you put yourself forward for something like a Patreon or even if you do Kickstarter or whatever, you will have some people that will think that way. And we're telling you this, guys, knowing that A, we don't expect anyone to pay for anything. But if we were to do it, we just wanted to say it's going to be an option that if you want to support us, it would be awesome. And if there's anything that, you know, we're not sure how it would work or anything, like I said, we've just been we need to learn.
We're working this out live.
But
with
you right now. I know, I love this. It's like
it's like countdown. It's like you've got 30 seconds.
Yeah, quick.
What are your quick
business
goals?
Plan.
I don't know.
Literally.
I don't know, Paddington.
But
for $100 a month, you can have 10 minutes with Paddington. That's
what But yeah, I think we just wanted to kind of like talk. I mean, I literally feel like you're in the room with us now, having a cup of tea or Prosecco, whatever time of day it is, where you are. We just wanted to kind of put it out there that that's kind of where our head's at, that we would, if we had the time and we had the energy and the resources to be able to afford to do you guys an episode every day.
Oh my God,
we would do it.
Every day if I could.
But
I would do Instagram, like we would get together and do Instagram lives every day. We would do a YouTube channel. We would film it. Because people are like, why don't you film full coverage and put it on YouTube? Like, because that's another
And it's another production.
It's 4 hours of editing. It's like it makes another day.
Yeah.
And realistically, it is already at least a day. It's a day's work.
Yeah.
Already. And when you think there's only like 7 days in a week and I've got to write books full time. Like do fun.
I think that's the takeaway. Yeah, that's the takeaway is like this. This is not in any way meant to come across as a moan or a complaint. It's more just to be like, not sure if everyone's aware, you know, that because some people might think this is our full-time job. Yeah. I know if we have new listeners, they may think that we just do full coverage.
Buy my books. Please. Cheeky plug, not cheeky.
Tell Creme de la Mer I'm really good.
You are, though. Yeah, and you don't go around telling people to use Cetaphil at their bleeding events where
you know what I mean, guys. But yeah, I feel like we would always rather be real with you. And I think that is what full coverage is to us. It's a celebration of beauty, celebrating just having a good time with makeup. Yeah. And, you know, that is ultimately why me and Lindsay started this. But I think it's good to have these chats from time to time where we're like, so this is where we're at now.
Yeah, it should be a check-in.
Looking back from 2 years ago, we're like, okay, some things have got to give for us to keep doing this and also for us not to lose the love of it. You know, I think we also said that's really important. If anything feels like we're having to, you know, push an episode for the sake of having an episode, then it's not worth it for you guys and for us.
No.
It just kind of defeats the point.
No. And it's been interesting as the number of other beauty podcasts out there has grown. And obviously we're in touch with most of them. Like we all talk to each other, which is
fantastic.
#PodFam. It's been interesting to see the questions they will ask before they start versus the questions they start asking when they've been doing it for a few months. Like, did this happen to you guys too? Like, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it aggressively did. Yes, very much so. Yes. But that said, like we've got a ton of stuff coming up. We've got some really exciting stuff coming up over the next few months. And speaking of PodFam, I haven't even told you this, but I was chatting to Lisa from Benefit the other day, who's obviously got her podcast with a friend of the pod, Hannah Martin.
Been on the pod herself.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So I was chatting to them the other day and we're going to try and do a crossover pod.
Amazing.
Soon, which will be amazing because we love our PodFam.
And that's when it's really fun for us as well, when we get to collaborate with other like creatives we love.
Yeah. And if there is anyone else that you would love to hear on the pod, we always want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I know we say this and then people are like, well, I said that person a year ago and you didn't do anything about it. We did.
Plus, if you say Meghan Markle, there will be reasons why we can't do that.
I mean, it's not even just Meghan Markle, is it? Like, there's a lot of people who you think, well, she should come on the podcast. She might not want to.
She might not. She may not care who we are, sad as it is.
That might be an issue. I mean, if you say Rhee, I reckon we can get Rhee.
Yeah.
But if you're going to say Jeffree Star, it's going to be a stretch. Because I know he's local, but he's dead busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely things that we want to give you. And, like, if you let us know what you want, we're going to try and do it. Like, that's the plan. That's why we do this. I mean, A, for bants about makeup, but B, because if you're not listening, there's no point in us doing it.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing we want to get across.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag our truth. That feels like a good place to wrap up.
I feel that's a great end
and
to
the perfect place to move on to
the happy part.
The happy part.
Well, that was happy too, but we just felt like I said, having a chat.
It's an important chat. It's important chat. Like, it's important. I want to hear about it because I don't know, and there are loads of podcasts that I listen to, and I don't know what work goes into it. Like, even my wrestling podcast, we have a producer. We have someone who writes us a script and tells us what to talk about. And obviously, we just riff on the day, but we had a script that Julian's done 3 days of work on. He watches everything that's happened that week. He tells us what to watch if we've missed anything. He works so hard. It's literally a full-time job to be our producer for an hour's chat about wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's like, blimey. And to think that we actually do this all by ourselves, I think is amazing.
I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back,
Lindsay.
I'm
going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
There we go.
Pad was like, what the F?
He's like, pat me on the back. Pat me on the back. I'm the Paddington. I get pats.
That was me doing a silly voice. It's okay, baby. Oh, I love him
so
much.
Okay.
He's my highlight
of
the week.
So sleepy.
Speaking of which, are you ready?
Ready. Highlight of the week. One thing I do love is after 2 years, we still haven't got a jingle.
We never have one.
We don't need one. No.
I would just cut Emma's one in anyway because it was so amazing.
that was like a Mariah moment. Yeah. Can you imagine if one day, let's say hypothetically, our pod did get like super duper famous and Mariah Carey actually did our jingle for us?
You never know. I met her at a fragrance launch like 10 years ago.
You could have just held the microphone and gone, Mariah, can you just sing this line for me?
Eight years from now, I don't know it, but 8 years from now, I'm going to have a podcast called Full Coverage and I'm going to need you to sing the jingle.
Can you just sing this jingle for
me? And then sign this to say we can use
it. Say we can use it and don't sue it.
In
thank
perpetuity.
You, please.
Amazing. Right, what is your highlight? What is it?
Oh, I feel like I'm panicking a little bit, Lindsay, because, I think I've kind of got seven, so that doesn't work. So I'm going to say my highlight of the week, because I want to support my fellow makeup artist and indie beauty owner, Nikki DeRoost. I am going to say the Rowan eyeshadow palette in 75. That's
it's gorgeous.
It's just so easy, and I think a lot of people will like it because it's really fuss free and easy to use.
I need it for tour.
Bish bosh bash.
Bish bosh bosh.
Bish bosh bash.
Amazing. That was an easy one. Oh god, what am I gonna choose? So I was away all last week. I was in New York at WrestleMania, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about it, but I've been talking about it far and wide. So anyway, I am making a documentary about wrestling, about being a wrestling fan. Yeah,
exciting.
In it. I'm not actually making it. I make it sound like I'm doing some of the work.
Like another job. Yeah,
I'm just on camera. It bloody was a job. It's like Jesus.
I believe you.
Jesus couldn't pay me to be on reality TV. Lindsay, can you just walk around that corner again? Can you just walk around that corner? Do it again, but look into camera. Do it again, but look at the side of the camera. Do it again, but like do it slower, comically slow. Do it again, one more time, slower, but to camera. One more time, slower, but not to camera. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. Housewives, no wonder they drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why I was in New York. But because I was on camera a lot, I was wearing a lot of makeup, like a lot of it.
Fun times.
Yes, I had a whale of a time. And by the end, I had like really honed my look. And I mean, I could choose anything I used last week as a highlight because it really focused down what my favorite stuff is. Like it really was like, oh, this is my signature stuff. But I've got to say, there's two things that I used aggressively, like a lot. One of them, I'm really surprised at myself and kind of disappointed because I had boycotted the brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So it's the Kat Von D cake eyeliner pencil.
Oh, really?
I said I wasn't going to use it anymore because I didn't care for the things she said about the things she said. I'm not going to get into it with people. I don't want to debate it. It's my personal opinion. If you still like her, good for you. Like, that's awesome. If you like her products, I lived and died by tattoo liner for years. So I had no judgment on anyone else. It was just a personal preference to not use it. And then I needed a tight liner because on camera, I've got a tight line because like, my lashes are very fair. So I wanted to get that tight line. And I was talking to a friend in New York and she's like, you've got to try this. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And she's like, no, have mine. Then you didn't buy it. And I was like, yeah, I do. But I was like, fine, I do need it. It's so good. I meant to bring it and I totally forgot.
I want
to
play
it's
now.
It's terrifyingly good. It's matte. It is a cake liner in a wind-up pencil. It's totally matte.
Okay, nice.
It's creamy, but it dries. It does not move.
Does not move. It okay. does.
If any, I had so many messages from people while I was in New York saying like, oh my God, your makeup looks amazing. Your eyes look incredible. Because all I was doing was I would do primer, usually the Fenty primer.
Yep.
And then I had the Huda smoky palette, which was going to be the other thing. The Obsessions, the little Obsessions smoky palette. All I would do would be to take the sparkliest shade, which I think is the bottom right corner shade.
I love that you even know what order they're in.
I'm a monster.
She's a true
bottom
fan.
Right shade corner and just do that all over the lid. I would put a little bit of one of the warmer shades in the crease, but a tiny amount. And then I would black, like tight line upper and lower lashes and then go over the top and do a bit of a smoke, like smoke it out a little bit on top of the lash line. So it was so simple, but just very defined, but nice. With a lot of brightness.
Yeah.
And then tons of mascara. And I was using Lash Paradise on the top and Glossier Lash Lick on the bottom. But I've never had so many messages from people saying like, what's on your face? And it was two products basically.
Amazing.
And I just was blown away. Like I wanted to not like it. And again, radical transparency people. I wanted to say boo to you, Kat Von D, but it's amazing. And there are other colours. I don't know if I would want the other colours because I use it mostly for tight lining.
Was it a black colour or was
there's
it?
There's black, there's brown, and I feel like maybe there's a blue.
I'll have to get me a brown.
Yeah, it's just so good. I was shocked.
You were shook.
Because I love tattoo liner, but I also do think the NYX Ultimate Ink liner is just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
But this is better than any other tight liner pencil I've ever seen. And it was not expensive. Cake pencil eyeliner. Here it is. This is why I'm the unprofessional because I'm looking at it now. $19. There's Trooper Black, Mad Max Rich Chocolate Brown, and White Out Pure White. So there's no blue. There's white, which makes sense because it's for tight lining.
Yeah.
It's vegan, so that's good, and cruelty free. So, you know, even if she might be other things, if you believe that, at least it's vegan and cruelty free.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get over how good it is. And I'm going to stop talking about it. But Kat Von D cake eyeliner pencil.
It's for the win.
Exceptional. I started filming, We started filming on Sunday in my room. They filmed me getting ready, but I was already ready. So I might be a bit caked up by the end because they had me reapplying my makeup over and over and over. And then I saw myself in daylight. I'm like, oh my God.
Like a Peter Kay
sketch. I was wearing so much concealer and slap and powder.
Amazing.
So it's like... Luminous Mist. I took a little Luminous Mist with
nice.
Me to reset.
Yeah, I love that.
And that was excellent.
I love that stuff.
I took a Baby Toucher Luminous Mist and that really helped ease that up. But yeah, I started filming at 2. I did my makeup at about 1. Mm. We started filming at 2. I got back to my hotel room at 2:00 in the morning and it was all still on.
Wowzers.
And nothing had moved. And that's partly Urban Decay setting spray for my actual face.
Yeah.
But the eyes, it was all... That cake liner. Because I touched up the eyeshadow, but I didn't touch up the liner. It's really good. Anyway, we don't have a joint because we've just seen
each other. We don't have a joint, really. Yeah, that's the thing.
Allowed.
We jumped straight in.
Yeah. Yeah, we were like, what are you
it
been
just
using?
Happens sometimes. We like to keep it legit.
Yeah, keep it real. Keep it real. Paddington is being adorable.
Oh my God, he's
even
like
if he
out
stinks
of it.
Like a pig.
Yeah, he really needs a bath.
He's trying to fake sleep so that he doesn't have to have a bath.
I know. He
I
knows
know your
it's
game.
Coming.
I know your
it's
game,
gonna
Paddington.
It's going to happen.
Paddington Hadfield.
Got one white hair I want to pick out.
Oh, he says
so
no
sleepy.
Touch it up with mascara.
Aww.
I'm a sexy baby. I'm a silver fox.
I love him so much.
He's so beautiful. And on that note.
It's been emotional, guys.
We're both ready for a sleep.
I'm ready for a sleep.
It's all been real. That's and hashtag why? Our truth. Yeah.
It is TJIF.
It is. I might have
at
to
the time of
bust
recording.
Open. Again, with the radical transparency, I did an interview yesterday with a founder that's going to be up in the next few weeks, and she did send me home with a bottle of rosé.
It's got to be done.
And I was just like, mate, as if I weren't already going to do the interview. I was like, you didn't have to do this, because I'm going to have to now be
sorted.
Like, we were gifted a bottle of rosé. But I was in love with her. She managed Kylie.
Oh,
that's coming
very
up another
cool.
time.
Yeah.
It's another chat for another time.
Oh, but there's that to look forward to.
Yeah.
There we go.
So much to look forward to.
Oh.
So thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everyone who's been so supportive on social media and everywhere else. Our Facebook group is very nearly 3,000 people.
Wowzers.
We're like a couple of dozen people away from 3,000. And I think when we hit 3,000, we should do a big giveaway.
That's a really good idea.
Let's do a massive open to everyone in the group giveaway.
Yes.
So go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click on the pinned post, which will take you to the Beauty Banter group. Join that group.
And you could win prizes.
When we hit 3,000 people, we will choose one person at random who is already a member. Like, you don't have to be a new member. Just no. You have to be a member
you
of that 3,000.
You just have to be in the Facebook group.
And we're going
to
do a massive giveaway.
That's a sterling
that's
idea,
Lindsay.
It's going to
be amazing. And there'll definitely
it.
Be a mug in it.
Oh, of
someone.
Course there'll be a mug. That
there'll
is
mug
the highlight.
It. Yeah, that's going to be
there
the highlight.
There you go, the highlight.
You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Full Coverage Pod. We've not been around very much because I don't know if we've mentioned it, but we've been busy. Like dead busy. I'm also coming to England on tour soon.
She's on the tour. So ask her what's in a makeup bag when you see her.
The next five episodes will be me talking about my tour purchases. We'll put all those dates on the website so you can come and see us. I'm touring with my friends, a bunch of people. It's me, Paige Toon, Louise Pentland, Vary McFarlane, like a bunch of other authors. And, amazing. You know, Louise, just in general, awesome person.
Yes.
So, yeah, come and chat with us. Let's definitely have a beauty chat if you're there. Oh, down for it. Dumb. Totally into it. What have you been up to? Where can people come and find you?
I mean, I'm just the same old, really.
Same old
Paddington. Subscribe at Harry Makes Up on YouTube. One thing I have been doing more is more Instagram lives, though, and more IGTV. I'm getting very into that because it feels like the least produced of anything I do in terms of like having to have everything set up. I have my little merry-go-round things from Amazon with all my makeup on, and if the mood strikes, I film. Yeah. And I like that.
I think you're good at it, though. It's watchable.
Babe.
It's very watchable.
Thanks, babe.
It's very watchable.
Thanks, babes.
Yeah, and it always comes out well because you're a makeup artist. So.
Well, I like the fact like I drop stuff and like it all goes a bit tits up from time to time. But I'm like, yeah, see, we all have off
That's
days.
That's our brand, isn't
yeah,
it?
That
That's
is our brand. Hashtag tits Sometimes up. Things go tits up.
That will be on our next mug.
That will.
But that's all well and good. So we're going to go before I lose my voice completely. And
go eat some chicken.
I'm going to eat some chicken.
Let's go eat some chicken.
Oh, I could murder a chicken. Oh. Just as well. Paddington's woke up at the sound of the word chicken.
Yeah, he's like, what? Where?
And the next time we speak to you, we're going to be giving you the full first ever.
The first legit.
Full coverage awards.
We're making our own beauty awards, guys.
Yeah.
So very excited
for that.
Highlight
of the week's not enough. We need to know it all.
We're going to have envelopes and everything like they do at the Oscars. So, we're going to make it like the Oscars, but for full coverage.
We're going to give our blessing to our first ever official full coverage award winners.
So keep your eye out for that.
So yeah, listen out for that in 2 weeks. It's going to be a treat and a half.
See if you can guess what wins.
Yes. So that's it. And we'll speak to you soon. Thank you for listening. And bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.